And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many, many Fridays speaking of the arts. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the weather, the rain, which we need. I hope it rains all day.
I hope it does, too.
Yeah.
Did you awake this morning to a clap of thunder?
I was actually brushing my teeth in the bathroom in my new house, and I saw this strange flash of light out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, okay, this is it. I'm having a stroke. But no, it was just lightning. And then the thunder clapped, and then, of course, the dogs were right there all, hey, what you doing? Come here. So, it's supposed to stay a little cooler today, and it's windy, though.
It's windy and rainy, and my little dog, Honey, I was sleeping when that first thunder came, and a little dog started trembling in my arms.
Yeah, it was an interesting morning. Watched the debates last night, had nightmares, and then woke up to thunder, so that's good.
I had nightmares even without watching the debates.
Awesome.
Were they good?
They weren't like, I love nightmares.
I were to tell you, it might invite a level of psychoanalysis from the listeners that we don't want to get into.
Okay. We'll have lunch. We'll talk about it.
So what's happening this weekend and this coming week?
Well, all kinds of stuff. Of course, the big one is this week is the beginning of the 4th Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Which is spread out all over town. I believe they're doing screenings at the Screen, the Lensic, Warehouse 21, and CCA this year. So.
All wonderful places to screen films.
There's a nice spread in the Pasatiempo today. Of course, Bless Me Ultima, the film, got the cover.
Yay.
It's a beautiful picture.
Is it a good film? I haven't seen it.
Yes, it is. I'm going to go to the red carpet premiere.
Because it's one of the best books ever, then you never know whether the film does it justice.
Yeah, I actually haven't read it since I was in the ninth grade, but it was required reading at Santa Fe Prep back in the day.
That's good. It should be required reading everywhere in New Mexico.
Yeah. But Jennifer Levin did a great interview with Judy Blume and her son Lawrence Blume.
Cool.
Did sort of a conference call in advance of the screening of her film, which was filmed here. Well, it's Lawrence's film, but it's based on a book of hers called Tiger Eyes. It was written back in 81. And it's sort of semi-autobiographical. But there's tons and tons of films and tons of parties and tons of panels. And, all I can say is that there's too much to talk about. But there was plenty to write about. And so,
which is why, ladies and gentlemen, if you have never before picked up the Pasatiempo, make today your first day.
Today should be the first day. It runs, the festival runs Wednesday the 17th through next week, through Sunday the 21st. And if you go to, santafeiff.com.
All right.
Then that's got the schedules. It's got ways to purchase day passes, all festival passes, the whole nine yards.
And they get some terrific films. And I'm glad last year they overlapped with the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Yes.
Which this year is in December. And I'm so glad they're separated out now because it was too much. It was kind of overwhelming and people were getting them mixed up. And
people were getting them mixed up. And we actually had to double up coverage last year in the same issue because of it. But this year they're separated. And you know, the Independent Film Festival has a new programmer this year. Her name is Lauren, and she goes to all the festivals. She writes for Filmmaker Magazine. She's got a really keen curator's eye when it comes to film.
That's so great.
So, we could go on and on, but it's better to just pick up the PASA and read about it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, pick up the PASA and good job.
Yes.
You and all your
And all
colleagues.
Of our folks that helped out with that. Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, girl.
Well, today...
Is it Kitty Cat Day?
Yeah, and I can't believe I missed this. Jimmy Santiago Baca is reading from his new book of poetry, The Lucia Poems. And he is a native New Mexican. He's been awarded the Pushcart Prize, many other prizes. He's a wonderful writer. He wrote a book of poetry about his son, about and for his son. And now he's written one about his daughter, which I have sitting on my table at home, ready to interview him, and I didn't do it, and I feel very bad. But it's a wonderful event. You should go today at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Sunday, New Mexico State Congressman Brian Egolf speaks about policy issues in local, regional, and national elections, presented by Journey Santa Fe. And by the way, voting is underway. Early voting is underway. And my mom has already... No, who is it? I talked to somebody yesterday who's already voted. A lot of people have already voted. You can do it up through Election Day. Sunday, October 14th at 3 o'clock, Elaine Pinkerton presents her new memoir, The Goodbye Baby, A Diary About Adoption. That's at 3 o'clock. And on Monday, October 15th at 6 o'clock, local architect Bart Kaltenbach presents his new book, Sun, Sticks, and Mud, 1,000 Years of Earth Building in the Desert Southwest. And he appears alongside co-author Barbara Anschel and photographer Steve Fitch. Wednesday, October 17th at 10:45, Children's Story Time. And Wednesday, October 17th, also at 6 in the evening, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and novelist John Sanford talks about his newest detective adventure, Mad River. And Thursday, October 18th, 10:45, another Children's Story Time. And in the evening at 6 o'clock, Anne Lacey and Anne Valley Fox present the newest editions of their oral histories, the New Mexico Federal Writers Project book series. And that documents the stories of the Southwest collected by Depression-era Federal Writers Project.
That's a mouthful.
That's a lot of things happening at the fabulous Collected Works bookstore.
Yeah, there's a lot happening there. Hey, there's a picture of you in Positiempo today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I'll just mention it real quick because
okay.
We don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, go ahead. But try me.
But the Mayor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts this year, the recipients include dancer Emmy Grimm.
Who's fabulous.
Fabulous. We profiled her last year in our New Year's issue as an up-and-comer in Santa Fe who is having a very great impact on the world of dance.
She dances with Antonio Granjero and Maria Benitez.
Yes.
And
she studied with a bunch of people, but now she's not only dancing, but she's teaching and doing a wonderful job.
And she got the Youth Award.
Yes. She got the Youth Award this year. There's artist Susan Contreras, who's
fabulous.
We all love.
Yep.
If anyone who's only slightly familiar with Susan's work, it's not all about people in masks. She used to do a lot of landscapes. She used to do a lot of portraits without masks. What else? Oh, we have Santa Fe Performing Arts, who's been around since 1988.
To be redundant, but they're fabulous.
They're fabulous.
They do so much for the city and for young people.
They do so much for the city and young people, and they do a lot of collaborative work. They have something coming up next week with Meow Wolf, a showcase series called Bingo, which will be at Armory for the Arts Theater. We have painter Jerry West, who is awesome.
Who's awesome, and the depth of his knowledge about Santa Fe is second to none.
Yeah, I mean he's basically he's the internal psyche tour guide of Santa Fe. And then we have what's this? We have someone named Mary Charlotte.
That would be I.
Who is receiving an award? She is the first radio person to receive a Mayor's Award for Excellence in the Arts.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay, radio.
Yay, radio.
They always give one of the awards. They give three or four, whatever, to people who are artists of one kind or another, musicians, painters, performing artists, whatever. And then they always give one to somebody who plays a supportive role in the arts. And this year, they decided that, you know, what you and I do.
Yeah.
Is supportive, and all the creative people that I interview and that we feature here on the show. So thank you, city. Thank you, Santa Fe.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that we don't appreciate the donors for the arts. And sometimes... Who are often recognized in this lineup. But this year it's Mary Charlotte. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And on that note, at 6:30 p.m. Thursday the 18th, in Sweeney Ballroom, there's going to be a dinner and presentation.
Yep.
Right? And I believe La Fonda Hotel is catering the event. You invited me to go and I can't.
I know.
It's very sad.
Anybody can go, though. They can kind of Google it and you find the invitation and you pay and you can get chicken or vegetarian. And I went last year because Dorothy Massey got the same thing. Of the proprietor of Collected Works Bookstore got the same thing that I am getting this year, and Carol Anthony, who's a wonderful painter, and they're both friends of mine. And so I went last year expecting it to be a big to-do, blah, 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 blah. And it was really good. It was very interesting. They made videos about each person, and they were very personal, and I learned things about all these people, and I felt that I was part of this wonderful community. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice event.
It is a nice event. It's unfortunately, it falls on the same night as the red carpet screening of Bless Me Ultima, which I'm taking my mother to.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm not going to be able to make it, but congratulations, girl.
It also falls on the same night as a living wage event, which I will get to in a moment as soon as I find it.
Okay, while you're talking about that, I should talk about Dan Deacon, who is a great...
Dan Deacon? I love Dan Deacon.
Dan Deacon is coming to Santa Fe. He's playing at Molly's Kitchen, girl.
No way.
Yes, and I saw a couple of bands there that Meow Wolf brought recently. And this is sort of their second real sort of big show there.
When is it?
It is Tuesday, October 16th at Molly's Kitchen and Lounge at 8 p.m. And tickets are available at the Lenzic, my friends.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 988-1234.
And Dan, if you, ladies and gentlemen, once this program is over, go to your computer, go to YouTube, and search on Drinking Out of Cups.
Yes. Yes.
I leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
And then watch it three times.
Right. And then when you're done with that, Google some of his performances, orchestral performances, collaborations at Carnegie Hall. The guy's a genius.
He's a weird genius.
Yeah, he's a weird genius.
I can't believe he's coming to Santa Fe. Somewhere in San Francisco, a friend of mine was in a parade, and she was on the Drinking Out of Cups float.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a whole float for that?
Yeah, which is crazy because it's an exercise in surrealism. I think the guy took way too much Benadryl or NyQuil or something and watched TV with the sound off and channel flipped and narrated out loud. And that was the soundtrack to Drinking Out of Cups. And then he put these weird sort of images on top of it. But that's the source of many phrases like, not my chair, not my problem.
Yeah. We could go on and on.
We could. Dan Deacon.
About Mr. Dan Deacon.
I'm so excited.
On the music tip, this is going to be fun. Local art rock trio Pitch and Bark is going to be playing on Saturday, October 13th at High Mayhem. And they're going to be playing with Boston post-punkers Grass is Green. Now, Pitch and Bark released an album in August called Nowhere Near Ohio. And it's really just like an EP, but it's fantastic. And Grass is Green is a huge deal in Boston and parts of the East Coast in terms of the post-punk movement. And so they're both going to be playing at High Mayhem, at 8 p.m. Saturday, October 13th. And there was another band that was supposed to play called Gynormica, which is sort of a garage rock duo. But now it's this band called Albatross, and we don't know that much about them, but... it's a really low cover. It's an all-ages show, And if you show up and you pay to get in, you get a free download card for the Pitch and Bark album.
Nice.
But you can go to Bandcamp and listen to it anyway. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had to get that in there.
Excellent. Now, also on Thursday, October 18th, from 7 to 8:30, there's a benefit for Working America at the Center for Progress and Justice at 1420 Cerrillos Road. Come and help support fair minimum wages for all workers in New Mexico. And New Mexico has an excellent, and Santa Fe in particular, has an excellent minimum wage law. It's one of the highest in the country, and amazingly enough, it hasn't put people out of work. It hasn't put businesses out of business. And so if you want to support that, go to workingamerica.org and RSVP and go to that event if you're not going to the Mayor's Awards or to Bless Me Ultima. There's so much going on that night.
And even if you don't support the living wage, it might be an eye-opener, you know? Maybe, I don't know, they could send someone from the Chamber of Commerce down. And
yeah, check it out. See what the other side is saying.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the International Mountain Bicycling Association's Biennial World Summit is happening here in Santa Fe.
I love it.
Okay?
Okay.
This should really be a bike-friendly town, and in some senses it is, but I've actually met people who've moved away from Santa Fe because they've almost been run over while being on their bicycle.
I won't ride a bike in Santa Fe.
I will, but on the sidewalk.
Yeah. No, it's an absolute
or a trail.
Disaster.
Or a trail. You know, I'll pull my car up to a trail, hope it doesn't get broken into. And
I know so many people who've been hit by motorists who are just going along, and it's not because the motorists are clueless, although some of them are clueless, and it's not because the bicyclists are doing anything wrong. It's because the bike lanes come and go in this way that is so messed up. And they're like, well, you don't have to take the streets. You can take the trails. Well, you can't take the trails because you live on a street.
Right.
You have to get home. You can't just, like, sleep in the trail.
Right. And bike accidents are a lot like car accidents. They tend to happen close to home.
Indeed.
For pretty much that very reason. But anyway, there's going to be events on the plaza. If you want a schedule of events, go to IM, as in Mickey Mouse, BA, imba.com, and you can find a schedule of events. It runs, it continues Saturday, October 13th, and it's really happening at the Community Convention Center. I know there's going to be daily group rides and stuff like that. I don't think it really matters what the weather does. People are going to be out there on their bikes, so please watch out for them.
Please watch out for them and be inspired.
Yes, and be inspired. Enough about that. What else?
Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk by Dr. Lois Ellen Frank, who's fabulous. The talk is entitled Wild and Cultivated Plants in Native American Cuisine. And that is Wednesday, the 17th of October at 6:30 at Morgan Hall in the New Mexico State Land Office at 310 Old Santa Fe Trail, free parking. You can call Tom Antonio at 690-5105 or email Tom at thomasantonio.org.
Cool.
He's fabulous, too.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great event.
It does sound like a great event. You know what also sounds great?
What?
And I've been to a couple of these. KSFR Music Cafe series. We've got jazz guitarist Joshua Breakstone with Earl Sauls on bass and John Tranacosta on drums at 7 p.m. tonight at Museum Hill Cafe. That's up on Milner Plaza in Camino Lejo. And you can call 428-1527 for more information, and proceeds benefit the radio station.
Excellent.
Support community radio and go hear some jazz. And go eat some food. They've got some stuff on the menu that's sort of connected to this exhibit that's happening up on Museum Hill in December called Chocolate Mate y Mas. And Weldon, the chef owner up there at Museum Hill Cafe, has created a bunch of really cool menu items tied to that event. So that's going to be fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. What else? Well, there's lots of music, lots of live music, but there are also some openings. Chalk Farm Gallery is welcoming Vladimir Kush, and he's got an exhibit called Matrix of Love, and there's a reception tonight at Chalk Farm, which is at 729 Canyon Road, from 6 to 8 p.m. We've got Red Dot Gallery has a show, Born Under What Star, a 1960s to present retrospective of mixed media works by Linda Vivona. And there's a reception from 5 to 8. There's 10 or 12 openings tonight.
How about the Madrid and Cerrillo Studio Tour?
Yay.
That's 29 local artists and 21 studios Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 5. And in and around Madrid and Cerrillos along Highway 14, you can go to MadridCerrillosStudioTour.com. You can call 470-1346.
Neato.
Neato. Have you I haven't been on one of those studio tours for a while.
It's been a while. I went to the El Dorado Studio
They're
Tour
fun.
Years ago.
Yeah.
They are. I'm sort of particular about the one in El Dorado just because I like the way it's laid out. You know, it's very organized, which I appreciate.
Or Gallery Mosaic. What? Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Or Gallery Mosaic and Other Art Opening, Aaron Orr, Janice Kostelnik, Friday, October. Oh, that's next week. Never mind?
Sorry. Okay. Hey, there's a great story in today's Pasa Tiempo about a show opening at Zeppelin Lambert Gallery. Thomas Moran and Peter Moran, West by Southwest. Paintings, prints, works on paper. And there's a reception and a presentation by David G. Wright, author of Domestic and Wild, Peter Moran's Images of America, from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. Zeppelin Lambert Gallery is on Canyon Road at 651 Canyon Road. And there's a story today in Pasatiempo on page 30.
And I just got a napkin handed to me with the following written on it. A film called Full Signal is screening at Body tomorrow at 7 o'clock. For more information, 471-4194. And this is an award-winning documentary, and it's free for parents and some students. Can't read this very well. Anyway, it's at Gonzales Community School. No, it's at Body. It's at Body tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, we've got lots of theater. This is definitely the season for it. We've got Working, Santa Fe Rep's Working musical at the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21.
Yes, that's Studs Terkel.
We have Moon Over Buffalo, which
is... I've heard that's supposed to be fabulous.
Yes, and it's at... where is it? Oh, it's at the Santa Fe Playhouse, of course. It's Ken Ludwig's comedy. There's a story on page 44. We've got... Antonio, is it Granjero?
Mm-hmm.
And Andra Flamenco on Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Maria Benitez Cabaret at the Lodge at Santa Fe.
And if you've never seen flamenco, or even if you've seen tons of flamenco, you gotta go.
You gotta go. You got to go.
You gotta go.
Glamour and Gauze, Christus St. Vincent's Hospital Intensive Care and Critical Care Unit Expansion Fundraiser. And dinner. There's music by Solstice and stand-up comic Paula Poundstone.
Excellent.
Silent live auctions. Let's see. That's 6 p.m. on Saturday at Eldorado Hotel and Spa. And it's presented by the Santa Fe or by the St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation. Tickets are up there, but if you call 913-5209, you can find out more information about tickets.
And the Allure Lingerie Store is donating 20% of all bra sales to benefit the Cancer Foundation of New Mexico. They're at 328 Guadalupe, and you can get experienced fitters, and it's going to be going on for 4 weeks, ending on the 5th of November. For more information, 982-5747.
Hey, Eddie Daniels and Roger Kellaway. This is going to be a
can't
cool
go wrong
concert. The clarinetist and pianist play tribute to Duke Ellington and the benefit for the New Mexico Center for Therapeutic Writing and the Santa Fe Symphony Youth Music Program. And that's at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Lenzic. And tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org. There's a great story in today's Pasa TFO on page 26 about that event.
And at Garcia Street Books tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Harlan Flint will discuss his new book, Hispano Homesteaders,
yes.
The Last New Mexico Pioneers from 1850 to 1910. And Garcia Street Books is terrific. They don't have, they've got events a little bit less frequently, but they're really good events, and it's a wonderful store, and I'm so glad that place is continuing on.
Yeah,
changed ownership a couple of times, but now it seems like it's stabilized and they're doing good work over there.
They're settling in and we're starting to see more events sort of being promoted and press releases sent to us, which we appreciate.
Yes, we appreciate when you send press releases, especially if they're not attachments.
You should just get a tattoo on your forehead that says,
don't send me an attachment.
Press releases, no attachments. Right across your
forehead.
Don't
you feel that way?
I do feel that way. I do feel that way. We constantly gripe about how much email we get at work. And, we try not to delete everything.
It's very hard. I have in my inbox, I've got 7,654 messages.
Oh, my goodness. You can't just delete them and start from scratch.
It's very hard.
I do that. Next time you take a vacation, next time you actually take a day off, just delete them.
It's just about time to go, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm here in the music. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday, many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, Diane Karp will be here next week. Hey, you know what next week is?
What is next week?
The KSFR Fun Drive.
Really?
Yep, fun. F-U-N, fun drive. We drive for fun. No, we drive for funds.
You drive for funds on the radio.
Yep, and you know who I interviewed and whose interview I'm going to air on Monday?
Who?
Amy Goodman.
Ooh.
When Amy was here, I went to her hotel room at some playtime when she was actually awake and interviewed her and Dennis Moynihan about their new book, The Silence Majority. So we're going to be talking about that on Tuesday morning.
Excellent.
It starts on Tuesday this year.
Tuesday.
Yep.
And goes till Friday?
About a week or so, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and if you try to subscribe to the show on iTunes, can you email me and tell me if it works? Because somebody told me it didn't, and I've been trying to fix it. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc, and that does work. And at Twitter, which, should I even say it? Because I haven't tweeted for a long time. I'm trying to start tweeting again.
I'm a tweeting maniac.
You're a tweeting maniac. You should tweet for me. Anyway, we're at Radio Cafe MC. Stay tuned for the BBC local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, then jazz, Marilyn LeBlanc, you rock. Everybody at KSFR, you're fabulous. Let's go. Bye.
Ciao.